New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 3 of Dealing Justice. I'm Jennifer Dubasek.
And I'm Lori Jennings. In today's episode, we learn about the unsolved murder of Kristen Castles, a 23-year-old woman gunned down outside of her boyfriend's house just 5 days before her 24th birthday.
By day, Kristen and her boyfriend were soaking up the sun on the shores of Daytona Beach, Florida. By nightfall, Kristen was dead.
On April 21st, 2017, our deputies responded to a call about a person shot. It's in the area of Hawthorne, Florida, a small community on the southeast side of Alachua County here in Florida. When deputies arrived, they found a female, since it was very obvious that she was beyond any help at that point. She had a gunshot wound that was fatal. Of course, witnesses came forward and said they saw people running from the location, possibly a black car. Fled the area at a high rate of speed. The car was described as a Mercedes BMW Lexus type car. And that's about all we had at the time.
We have an amazing update on this case just as we were working on this episode. So be sure to stay tuned until the end.
It's time for us to solve these cases one card at a time.
Help us deal justice for Kristen Castles.
This is Episode 3, The Kristen Castles Case, Queen of Hearts, Project Cold Case Deck. This episode of Dealing Justice brings us to Hawthorne, Florida, where a wall of silence casts a dark shadow on this small town. Looking at Kristen's picture, we immediately notice her big brown eyes and contagious wide smile. She seems open and approachable, like the kind of stranger you feel comfortable asking to take your group picture or hold your place in line. She certainly doesn't look like the kind of person who has a lot of enemies, especially the kind of enemies that want you dead. Her cousin Melissa tells us more.
I mean, a picture has 1,000 words, and Kristen's picture, regardless of how goofy, serious, any type of picture, you can see plain as day what kind of person she was. I think anybody that even had 5 minutes to know Kristen would know who she was, because she wore a heart on her sleeve, regardless of who she was around or who, anything like that. She was a pretty open book and always gave everybody the benefit of a doubt. I mean, she can hang out with somebody younger than her, older than her, an adult, and she was the same around anybody. Her personality didn't change around any group of people.
Kristen Marie Castles was born on April 25th, 1993, to Randy and Brenda Castles at Shands Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. Randy and Brenda took her home to Hawthorne, Florida to meet her older siblings, Jason, Brandy, and Brittany. As you can imagine, the siblings were excited to meet their little sister, and Mom Brenda tells us more about her baby girl.
My name is Brenda Castles, and I am Kristen's mama. When she was born, she was the most prettiest baby. And I'm not bragging. And there was nurses coming from different floors to come see how pretty that baby was. So it was like she had dark hair. And it was like she already had a natural tan to her. She had those dark brown eyes. She was just beautiful.
Kristen became the centerpiece to her family. She grew up in Hawthorne, Florida, a small town located in Alachua County, Florida, about 15 miles east of Gainesville, Florida. Hawthorne has a close-knit community feel where Brenda tells us everybody knew everyone, and Kristen thrived there as a child.
Everybody knew Kristen. She went to Shell Elementary. My mother, her grandmother, worked in the kitchen there. So
You know, of course, she got an extra snack. But Kristen knew no stranger. She would go up to you and talk to you if she didn't know you from Adam's apple. That was her. She knew no stranger. And she's always been that way. She was a brownie and a Girl Scout.
I imagine Kristen crushed it when it came to Girl Scout cookie sales. She was bright and bubbly and a natural when it came to connecting with people. And it seems there was nothing she wouldn't try. Brenda tells us about Kristen's time at Hawthorne Middle and High School, where she discovered a love for animals and so much more.
She really didn't do nothing in her seventh grade year. She was trying to get the hang of being in middle school. Then eighth grade hit and belly washer, here we go. She did FFA, we had to get a hog. FFA is Future Farmers of America. And every year, the kids would show their pigs and they would raise them, you know, because like I told her and her dad told her, you know, we're not taking care of it. This is your animal and then you'll take care of it. And by God, she wanted to. And then when she got out of school, she would take care of it, walk it and all that. And then on the weekends, we'd have to go up. It's probably 8 minutes away from our house to go to the school. She would have to go and wash her pen out and clean it and feed and water him. And then if it got cold, we'd have to buy hay to put in its pen so it wouldn't get cold. And then they had to get their shots and all that. And then they get ready for this youth fair. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. Now, the first time she did this, she came in first place out of everybody in the district. So we were very proud of her for that. Mm-hmm. And then at the fair, when we went to the fair and her hog got sold, I think she made about $1,200, $1,300. She thought after the fair, we were bringing, she called it Oreo. Yeah, she named it Oreo. I told her not to name it, but she did. She cried because I told her, I said, no, baby. They got to go to the slaughterhouse. You sold your pig to these people. And she wouldn't eat pork for a year. She thought she was going to eat her hog.
Aww.
I know, it was pitiful. But she got better after the ninth grade and 10th grade and 11th grade. So she did that FFA. She played softball. 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. She did soft weightlifting. She did volleyball. She did cheerleading. I think she did it. The only thing I don't think she did was basketball and soccer and track. Yeah, she kept me busy.
Kristen definitely kept busy, but she always made time for her family. Her mother tells us there was nothing she loved more than her family.
Kristen never liked to leave home. She always wanted to be home with us. And we always had her friends come over and stay because she really didn't want to go nowhere. She just wanted to be right there with her mom and daddy.
Aww.
Yeah, that's who she was.
Kristen loved the beach or anywhere near the water. It was her happy place where countless memories were made.
And we'd always go to the beach. She always wanted to go to the beach. She loved the water. She's definitely a water baby. Never, ever scared of the water. We had to, when she was little, we'd have to put floaties on her before she'd go out the door because she one time ran slap into the pool and jumped in.
Kristen's cousin Melissa cherishes her most vivid memory of having the best time with Kristen during one of their beach trips where they played a game some of y'all might be familiar with.
My name is Melissa, and I am Kristen's first cousin. There was a year where we played Chinese fire drill. It's when you get out of the car at a red light and run around the car and get back in. We did that, and me and Kristen were like, what if the light turns green? And it's right after we ate Chinese buffet. And we opened up the door, ran around the car, got back in. I think we were going to die laughing before we even made it around the car. And we probably laughed through about 8 more red lights.
Kristen graduated from high school in 2014.
Her senior year, that was the best time of her life. And I always tell them, your senior year is the best time of your life. So you live it to the fullest. And by God, she did.
Kristen had a large friend group through high school, but one boy named Ian stood out among the rest.
His name is Ian, but they call him Bob.
When did they meet and how did they meet? I'm pretty sure in high school. They knew each other then, but she was friends with one of his sisters. And I think that's how it kind of all started. His family, they're good people. They've been in Hawthorne in the community. If I would have known he was dealing in drugs, I'd have done everything in my power to keep her from him.
Kristen and Bob were friends all through school, but after graduation, they began dating. Life was good. Kristen still lived at home with her parents and became a certified nursing assistant working in home health care. The next fall, she would go back to school to further her education by becoming a certified medical assistant. She loved working with the elderly and taking care of her patients.
After she graduated and got her CMA for her certified medical assistant, do you know that baby didn't even really care about that? She wanted to stay and take care of old people. And we kind of tell her that, you know, the money's in, you know, your certified medical assistant. She didn't care. She says, I just want to do this now and help take care of the old people, Mama. She had the biggest heart. She really did.
Friday, April 21st, 2017.
Kristen and her boyfriend had spent a fun day at Daytona Beach. They headed home to Bob's house, a small apartment-like structure behind his family's main home, right off of US 301 in Hawthorne. Kristen planned to stay the night there and go straight to work the next morning.
And they went to the beach and they just came back on that Friday.
Brenda tells us about the conversation she had with Kristen that day. She had no idea it would be the last time she would speak with her daughter.
I had just talked to her because I told her that she had to renew her nursing assistant card and that she had to take a little test. And I said, get that done. And as soon as you do, I said, I'll pay for it. It was like, well, over $100. I'll pay for it, and that'll be part of your birthday. And that was like at 2 o'clock.
Just after 11 p.m. that night, Kristen went to her car to get her scrubs for work the next day. The car was parked in the garage behind the main house. As she began walking back towards the house, gunfire rang out. Bob heard Kristen screaming for him and immediately ran to her aid, and in the chaos reported seeing multiple people fleeing the scene. Bob discovered Kristen on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds. Kristen Castles was dead, and her family was about to find out the tragic news.
And then at 11:25 that night, my brother-in-law came over and was telling us that Bob had got robbed and Kristen was shot and killed. She went to her car at his house to get scrubs for the next day, and that's when it all went down.
A suspect or suspects are on the loose after a homicide in Hawthorne. Around 11:30 Friday night, law enforcement responded to a shooting around the 7800 block of Southeast U.S. Highway 31.
We did get a call from residents at the home stating that a female subject had been shot, and upon arrival, she was found to be deceased.
Sergeant Chris Sims of the Alachua County Sheriff's Office says the SWAT team, K-9 unit, and air team are trying to track a possible suspect through the woods.
the Criminal Investigations Division has sent several detectives to canvas the area looking for witnesses and tracking down leads.
CBS 4 News will keep you updated on this ongoing investigation.
Bob, along with other witnesses, family members, and neighbors, cooperated with investigators. But the people not cooperating were the ones that knew who did this to Kristen. But investigators were not giving up. They would soon discover audio of Kristen's last moments alive.
My name is Jeremy York. I'm a detective with the Alaska County Sheriff's Office. I've been employed with the Sheriff's Office for almost 20 years. This wasn't my case originally. The case, of course, happened back in 2017, April 21st. It was originally another detective, and then he had it for a few weeks. And Detective Parker picked up the case and ran with it for several years until he got moved. So I knew a little bit about the case at the beginning. It's a very active case. There's evidence that 2 to 3 individuals approached the house. Kristen was, my understanding, Kristen's exiting the apartment. We'll call it the apartment. She parked her car outside, and she goes out to her car to retrieve something. I'm assuming the scrubs. And that's when she screams and runs back inside and tells Bob, her boyfriend, what's happening. So we did end up getting surveillance video near the location. It does not show anything, but you can hear, gunfire. And we were able to hear Kristen scream. So we know that's what happened. Just from listening to the audio, you can't hear any other voices, but you do hear gunfire, and it's clear that at least one of the firearms is a rifle. Just rifles and handguns have different sound. So we've had it analyzed by, experts, and we've had the audio manipulated to isolate the gunshots and the female screaming, which is obviously Kristen. Of course, witnesses came forward and said they saw people running from the location. Possibly a black car fled the area at a high rate of speed. The car was described as a Mercedes, BMW, Lexus type car. And that's about all we had at the time. So a detective was assigned the case that night. Track down various leads, and that's basically what we had at the moment.
Detective James Parker initially released information to the media stating he doesn't believe Kristen was the target or that her death was ever part of the suspect's plans. He believes they were after something else, money and potentially narcotics, and they know this because earlier that day, trouble paid Bob a visit. Detective York tells us more.
There was a suspect that was mentioned that night that arrived at the house a few hours before the incident. And there was maybe a disagreement, verbal altercation. So we had a name that we needed to speak to.
That name was 21-year-old Blake Harrington Jackson. Blake was a local. He and Kristen knew each other through mutual friends in school. After all, in a very small town, everyone knows everyone. But to think someone who knew Kristen was responsible for her death was hard for the community to accept, and investigators were motivated to speak with Blake. But that would prove more difficult than they had hoped.
Alachua County deputies have identified a person of interest, but have yet to locate him. Reporting in Hawthorne, I'm Brooke Rayford, CBS 4 News.
It seems Blake conveniently disappeared very recently after the shooting. Police released Blake's name to the media as a person of interest in the investigation of Kristen Castle's murder. And as the saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. Less than a month after her murder, Blake Jackson was arrested on drug charges.
He fled to New Jersey and was arrested up in New Jersey a few days after the incident. And our detectives flew up to New Jersey to interview him. He was friends with Kristen and basically said he had nothing to do with it.
As of today, no charges have been filed in connection with Kristen's murder. And that is devastating to Kristen's friends and family. After all, Kristen was a caretaker. She loved and cared for people in her small town, and now she needed them to take care of her. It's clear that there are people in the community who know what happened that night. For Kristen, Living in a small town suited her. The family connections and community relationships had always worked to her advantage, but those same deep-rooted loyalties exist in criminal circles and hinder progress in criminal investigations like Kristen Castle's murder. Despite the presence of witnesses, leads have been scarce, but investigators are more hopeful than ever that justice is coming for Kristen.
7 years, people talk. There's people out there that know more, that have heard what happened, not just here in Gainesville, other areas of Florida, and probably other states too. So Kristen wasn't the intended target. I don't even think that the people responsible even knew that she was going to be there. But there are people that know more. We did get an anonymous tip shortly after I interviewed one of the other suspects. It was very odd timing when we got it to Crime Stoppers anonymously. And it basically mentioned names that the public wouldn't know. So my thoughts are on that, on the anonymous tip. I've tried to reach out to that anonymous tipster to contact me. They have not. And it's up to that person to contact me. And they have not yet. So that's, we did get a tip shortly after I interviewed somebody. So I know people know.
We're going on 7 years, and every year is another stab in the chest. If somebody would come forward and let us know exactly what happened, that would take a lot off of me and my family, because it's not fair that my baby is 7 foot in the ground and can't be here with us. Not by her choice, by their choice. It would mean a lot to us if they would just come forward, man up to what you did, and then ask God for forgiveness. I'll be so thankful. I just want somebody to come forward and tell the truth. I mean, no, maybe you didn't mean to shoot her, but it happened. You need to come forward and face up instead of me and her dad having to live in this pure hellhole that we have to live in every day. It's a dark shadow that just, it's unbelievable. Something as vicious and violent as this was, for no reason, a sweet, innocent child. I mean, yeah, she's 23, but that was our baby. That's our baby you took from us. Not God. You took that child from us. And I want them to know how they just put us through pure hell. I really do.
Detective Jeremy York has a message for anyone who may have information.
Well, I mean, obviously there's Crime Stoppers. I'd rather them just call me directly. My phone number is 352-367-4133. Obviously, if I'm not in my office, they can leave a voicemail, and I get notified when a voicemail is received, and I can call them back. They can be vague on the voicemail. They just want to give information on the Kristen Castle's homicide, and I'll call them immediately. I can leave them out as much as I need to, or the report if they don't want to be involved. You know, obviously, we've never recovered any gun related to the homicide. Those shell casings have been entered into a national database where they can be compared to other gun spent shell casings from other crimes or other incidents. I just need somebody to just give me something more. I mean, we can never have enough evidence in cases like this. So it could be something very small that somebody's been holding on to for 7 years. That could be the thing that brings this thing home, and you know, the proverbial nail in the coffin type of thing. And, you know, deals are made all the time. Detectives don't make deals. We just put it out there that, you know, your cooperation could help you in these situations. Because obviously there's people that pulled the trigger. There's people that didn't pull the trigger. There may be people that are just driving. There may be people that just, you know, provided something that helped them facilitate crimes. And there's people that helped after the crime. And those people are, yeah, they're involved, but they're not the ones who pulled the trigger. You see what I'm saying? Like, and obviously the families usually, and I'll make sure that this happens, if this even comes a possibility down the road where we strike a deal with somebody or the state attorney's office, I would hopefully the family would be consulted before any deals are made. You know, and I try to put myself in the victim's family's point of view, like if it was somebody, my family, you know, what would I want? What would make me happy? Or what would make me, obviously, in my mind, I want the person that pulled the trigger to be, or the person that set it up or organized this thing. You know, the driver or the guy that helped get rid of the gun later. Like, that to me doesn't mean anything to me. Like, you know, give them a couple years, give them probation, whatever the case may be. I want the people responsible to be the ones in prison.
Kristen's cousin Melissa tries to put into words the unexplainable.
They say time heals everything. And I don't know the time limit when it actually gets better. But every day it's a struggle. Hello Kitty was Kristen's thing, I guess. Like, if you think of Hello Kitty, you think of Kristen. She would wear Hello Kitty. She had Hello Kitty on her car, in her car, just about anywhere. I carry a Hello Kitty doll thing in my car that rides with me everywhere I go. It goes. So it's kind of in a way of me carrying her with me still, even though she's not physically here. I guess to kind of remember the good over the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Try to remember the good things, not the loss of her. Whether it was intentional or not, which, you know, wrong place, wrong time. But to finally be able to look at somebody that was responsible from having her taken from us, it would be a lot easier than the what ifs and wondering who, or just the nonstop wondering of why. It's easier, I guess, easier to blame somebody or have that anger towards somebody when we know who it is. If you knew anything of Kristen, knew the person she was, she always pushed everybody to do the right thing. And now's the chance for you to do the right thing that can help close this case and finally give her family a little bit of justice.
Brenda shares with us how she honors and cherishes her daughter's memory today.
I haven't touched her ring. I'm keeping her ring the same. Every year since she left in 2017, we bought a bear, and we keep, just put them all on her bed. So she's got, let me see, she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bears now. And they're just the holiday Christmas bears.
Aww.
You know, so even though she's not here, we just put the bear to, you know. Yeah, she liked teddy bears and stuff like that. But I just, you know, just to being the year and the teddy bear, I just something I wanted to do. And then we, you know, special occasions, we'll take her flowers and decorate her grave out there for Christmas and stuff like that. But her favorite saying that she always says was, live every moment, laugh every day, love beyond words.
As always, we like to close out by honoring the victim with a poem. For Kristen, the beach and water always held good memories. So this is in honor of Kristen. At the beach where waves caress the shore, memories of her dance forevermore. Like seashells scattered on the sand, her presence lingers hand in hand. The sun-kissed days, the salty air, echoes of her laughter everywhere. Just like the tides that ebb and flow, her spirit lingers gentle and slow. If you know anything about the death of Kristen Castles, please call Detective York directly at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. That number is 352-367-4133. Or if you wish to stay anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers at 352-372-7867. There is a reward for any tip leading to the arrest and conviction of Kristen's murderer. Okay, guys, as promised, we are so excited to have an update for you guys. I don't know if excited is the right word, but we are super overjoyed whenever we hear the news that there's been an update on one of the cases that we've covered, only because, you know, after we talk to the families, we understand that this is huge. This is like every day, every minute that somebody's not held accountable or that there isn't that missing piece of the puzzle. It's torture for families. So super excited for you guys to take a listen to this.
Our top story tonight. After 7 years, detectives say they've arrested three men responsible for the murder of a young woman in Hawthorne. Alachua County Sheriff's deputies say they've identified three suspects in the 2017 death of 23-year-old Kristen Castles. On Monday, Kenneth Altidore was arrested in Fort Lauderdale. Yesterday, Blake Jackson was arrested in Hollywood, Florida. Nicholson Perrin is in federal prison. All three men will be extradited to Alachua County. Detectives are working on additional leads in the case. TV20's Kayla Lewis tells us how the mother of Kristen Castles reacted when she heard news of the arrests.
I was numb. I was happy. I was joyful and couldn't believe this finally happened.
Those are all the emotions Brenda Castles felt as she received the call she's been waiting for 7 years.
We've lived this nightmare for 7 years and 3 months.
Her daughter, Kristen, was murdered in 2017, just days before her 24th birthday. She would be 31 today.
The hardest day of my life when I got that call that somebody took my baby away from us. I want them to stay locked up and never get out. At least you still have a little bit of freedom. Because you can breathe, eat, and hang out in a jail cell where I can't even talk to my daughter.
All three suspects are being held on no bond on first-degree murder charges.
I always knew Blake had something to do with it, and his whole family would lie about it. And they were supposed to have been friends with my daughter.
Kristen's mom tells TV20 that Kristen grew up with Blake Jackson and worked for his mother.
When I have to go out to the cemetery and visit her. That was my baby that they took from me.
She says she couldn't be more grateful for the detectives at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
As time goes by, we don't forget these victims.
All three of the suspects are waiting to be extradited back to Alachua County. And for now, Castles is relieved to finally be getting justice for her daughter. In Hawthorne, Kayla Lewis, TV 20 News.
Okay, so this case happened April 21st, 2017 in Hawthorne, Florida. Here we are in 2024. In case you guys don't know, we record these cases or we record our episodes sometimes a couple of weeks, hopefully months ahead of time. So again, this is a good thing for us. This is why we couldn't give you the update in the episode and we're doing it after the fact. But Lori, just hearing Brenda's voice and seeing her face on that. And we'll post this for you guys on our social media so you can take a look at the raw emotion
that she had. And she really wanted us to share her story. We wanted to share Kristen's legacy, how much love her family has for her, how much they miss her. But more importantly, Brenda felt it was important as well to help encourage other families who are going through this, as hopeless as it may seem that they'll ever have answers on their loved one's case. Hope can come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, here we are all these years later. And I know that there's families that have to hang on for a lot longer than that. But it just gives, hopefully, people out there hope. And also shout out to the Alachua County Sheriff's Department. They've worked hard. They've been really open, which we're always so grateful for that. And they have said, and they told you that there was going to be something coming. So bravo, kudos to you guys. And just hopefully this helps people to know to support your law enforcement and support those people that are working really hard. Also, Broward County actually made the arrest. So, you know, again, thankful to them and these departments for working together to bring justice for Kristen Castles.
Yeah, it truly was a multi-agency effort to get all of this done with the three men that have been arrested. And again, if anybody has any tips with the names that they've heard in public, if there's still any information, the police or Crime Stoppers would still love any other tips that you have, because as you know, this has to go to trial. And some people may not have wanted to talk with them being out, a couple of them. One has been in prison in Washington, so he's going to be extradited here. But yeah, if there's any other information someone may have, they can still take tips on this case.
Absolutely. And we do not have any of the details yet and whether the guys have talked or any of those details. But as soon as we do, we will share it with you guys. We so appreciate you being along on the journey with us for this. And here's to hoping that the next time you hear from us, it'll be an update on one of the other cases. That's why we do this, is that we're hoping one day that every single one of the cases that we've covered gets an update. But until then, we will be here telling these stories in hopes of dealing justice. Thank you guys so much again for joining us. We look forward to being with you on the next episode of Dealing Justice. Take care.
Like us on Facebook at Cold Case Playing Cards for all the latest information on this case and other cards we'll be featuring on future episodes. Dealing Justice is written, produced, and hosted by Jennifer Dubisak and myself, Lori Jennings. Our executive consultant is the Cold Case Playing Cards creator, retired FDLE Special Agent Tommy Ray. If you want to help us spread the word about these victims' stories, please subscribe and leave us a positive review on your favorite podcast app. And tell your friends to subscribe.
Thank you for listening and join us next time on Dealing Justice.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.